This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There's been a clash along the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. A Pakistani official in the border city of Peshawar says several Al-Qaeda prisoners being transported to a jail were able to seize weapons from security troops and opened fire. In the ensuing gun battle, three security troops and four Al-Qaeda members were killed. Within Afghanistan, U.S. troops are focusing on the search for Al-Qaeda fighters. The search is concentrated on the Tora Bora region of eastern Afghanistan, which anti-Taliban troops captured earlier in the week. American troops are also active in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar. NPR's Sarah Chase reports.
A huge American flag now dominates the entrance to the bombed-out terminal building that serves as headquarters for the Marine contingent at the Kandahar airport. The flag flew at ground zero in the days following the September 11th attacks. Messages and tributes to fallen police officers are penned across its stars. Behind the terminal, a steamroller jounces across the rubble-strewn runway. Spokesman David Romley explains what the Marines are doing here.
Our mission, our primary mission, is to secure the airport and the immediate vicinity around it. That does not necessarily include the town. And it is to get this airport, this runway, functioning so that we can bring in additional aircraft, any equipment or foodstuffs we might need to continue our operations. And as a part of those operations, I foresee some sort of humanitarian efforts.
A few tan pup tents form ranks nearby. Marines pound a last stake. But the bulk of the soldiers are sleeping out in the cold in sandbagged fighting holes around the perimeter of the airfield. Spokesman Romley says all missions off the base are performed by special forces. They can be seen riding in the back of pickup trucks, the way local Afghan gunmen do, but wearing black caps and desert fatigues or blue jeans. One of their jobs is to search the porous rock mountains outside Kandahar for Al-Qaeda holdouts. In Kandahar proper, U.S. Special Forces are performing duties akin to classic peacekeeping. The town is still rife with Kalashnikovs and rocket launchers, brandished by gunmen loyal to one of three local leaders. The new municipal authorities are trying to bring them to heel. This announcement, broadcast from a slow-moving truck, admonishes Kandaharis not to bring guns to the bazaar. U.S. Special Forces are assisting the effort to disarm Kandaharis. At a checkpoint manned by Afghan security forces, two U.S. soldiers try to make sure cars are being stopped and guns confiscated. One of the soldiers wants to make sure the men on the checkpoint know who is allowed to carry weapons and whose guns they're supposed to confiscate. But the Americans had a hard time untangling the names of the various commanders. They got in their truck and drove away, promising to bring blankets and food. As part of the effort to help pacify Kandahar, the U.S. military is providing uniforms and equipment for Kandahar security officers. Yesterday, other U.S. personnel, wearing blue jeans or camouflage trousers and black and white scarves around their necks, drove around and around town, waving. One of their pickups bore an I Love New York sticker. A crowd gathered whenever they stopped. The Americans seemed to be orienting themselves. They had sophisticated cameras and photographed at least one building. Asked in English what they were doing, they looked irritated.
Trying to figure out some streets and trying to do some shopping today.
Shopping? What are you doing? Bomb damage?
No, we're looking for coffee.
You're working.
We're just checking it out. We got a map here and they say, well, you know, what streets are what?
An Afghan who heard them say they were looking for coffee took them at their word.
Yes, sir, I can find you people coffee if you need.
The attitude of Kandaharis to the American presence has grown more and more positive. Handshakes and offers of dinner are now a matter of course. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.